每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安。你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
12月11日，耶稣掌权。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。马太福音16章19节。在以赛亚书9章6节中，先知不是在说笑。要降生的基督不是一般的婴孩，他的责任和使命不是世人所能承受的。政权必担在他的肩头上。先知以赛亚预见到，救主耶稣不是来治理一个地方社区，也不是制定宪法或执行法律。他要统治一切，管理万物，整个世界范围的行政、管理、监护、生计都由他负责。他既要承受审判的结果，也要承担赎罪的重任。他的国度没有疆界，他有绝对的权柄，叫天上、地上、万有都归到他那里了。圣诞节带来如此之多的喜乐，是因为这个婴孩的降生。这个婴孩的能力远胜过万国，胜过一切权柄，胜过一切黑暗，胜过一切罪恶，从今时直到永远。而这个小婴孩将要诞生在马槽之中。让我们一起祷告。耶稣，谢谢你为我承受重担，我信靠你掌管我的生命。阿们。
你现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日隽语。
December 11th, Jesus in charge. And I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven.Matthew 16, verse 19. In Isaiah 9:6, the prophet wasn't joking. The Christ child would not be just another boy. His responsibility would be the heaviest burden any person could carry.The government will be upon his shoulders. Isaiah foresaw that Jesus wouldn't simply rule a local community or write a constitution or enforce laws. This child would rule everything, all of creation. The scope of responsibility and administration and management and care and livelihood of the entire planet would be upon him. The weight of the world, the consequences of justice and redemption.would rest upon his shoulders. His kingdom would extend beyond borders and jurisdictions, John 18:36. He would have complete authority, Matthew 28:18, and would hold everything together, Colossians 1:15-20, both in heaven and on earth, John 13:3. The reason Christmas brings so much joy is because a child is born, a child whose shoulders are greater than all nations, greater than all powers, greater than all darkness, and greater than all sin, both now and forever. And this child was to be born as a baby, laid in a manger. Let us pray. Jesus, thank you for carrying me on your shoulders. I trust you to govern my life. In your name I pray. Amen.